CAA works to avoid another sloshkosh. U.S. Airways dispatchers have a new contract. And Lockheed Martin announces a round of layoffs. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Tuesday, July 5th, 2011. Despite another wet spring, EAA officials say the campgrounds and other areas around Whitman Regional Airport are ready for the onslaught of visitors coming in about 3 weeks. EAA spokesman Dick Nepinski says the organization has made a lot of changes to improve drainage. He adds some of the work was as simple as cleaning out drainage areas filled with silt and sediment, and as soon as that was accomplished, the water began going where it was supposed to go. Nepinski tells WBAY-TV, the organization is doing all it can to prevent a repeat of last year, when large motorhomes had to be moved off the campground to nearby parking lots and other remote sites, and others just sloshed through the mud. Today was supposed to be the deadline for giving the FAA what it considers a good security-based reason to opt your aircraft out of online tracking in the Block Aircraft Registration Request Program, or BAR. The FAA, for some reason, has decided that the general public has a right to track the movement of private citizens in aircraft, a right which outweighs your right to privacy. After being notified that general aviation groups plan to challenge the changes, the FAA on Friday agreed to extend the deadline for owner-operators to submit paperwork to remain in the program from today until July 14th for the convenience of the court. For the moment, the implementation date for DOT's planned changes remains August 2nd. NBAA and AOPA filed a petition with the U.S. Court of Appeals for the D.C. Circuit on June 22nd, seeking to overturn the FAA's order which changes the program. Business aircraft operators have pointed out that allowing routine tracking of their aircraft would allow competitors unfair access to sensitive information. Flight dispatchers at U.S. Airways, represented by the Transport Workers Union, have voted to ratify a new 4-year collective bargaining agreement announced on June 15th. The new agreement is the second ratified by the airline's 164 union dispatchers since the U.S. Airways-America West Airlines merger in 2005 and will extend through June of 2015. U.S. Airways CEO Doug Parker commented, quote, "We are extremely pleased to continue our successful partnership with the TWU and the professional dispatch team they represent. This new contract recognizes their important contributions to U.S. Airways and helps ensure U.S. Airways remains well-positioned for long-term success in an intensely competitive industry," unquote. U.S. Airways says it employs 32,000 aviation professionals worldwide. Lockheed Martin says it plans to cut about 1,500 of its 28,000 employees as soon as it can figure out which positions can be eliminated. The company issued a statement Thursday attributed to Executive VP Ralph Heath, which reads in part, quote, "We are realigning the organization to be more efficient and agile, and a reduction in force will enable us to meet the requirements of our changing business environment," unquote. The company says it will start with voluntary separation offers in August to try and make the workforce reductions with as few involuntary layoffs as possible. Up next on ANN, police UAVs raise privacy questions. An airshow patron's photos result in charges. And this NTSB report contains bull. You're listening to Aero News.
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single-lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3222.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Tuesday, July 5th. I'm Paul Platt. Moon Express, Incorporated, has announced a successful flight test of a prototype lunar lander system being developed in partnership with NASA. Controlled flight tests of the Lander Test Vehicle, or LTV, allow the company to assess design, including guidance, navigation, and control software, and new landing leg concepts designed by its engineers. The company signed a reimbursable Space Act agreement last year to invest over $500,000 into the commercialization of technology developed by NASA. The flight test marks an important milestone in that agreement. Naveen Jain, co-founder and chairman of Moon Express, says the recent discovery of water on the moon, quote, is the key we needed to economically liberate valuable lunar resources such as helium-3 and platinum group metals to improve life here on Earth, unquote. Co-founder Dr. Barney Pell thinks the moon holds considerable commercial upside. Quote, I believe the moon may be the greatest wealth creation opportunity in history. It's not a question of if, just of who and when, unquote. The Arlington, Texas Police Department has started testing two electric unmanned helicopters. They're reportedly being test flown in an unpopulated area near Lake Arlington Dam during daylight hours. The flights must remain in sight of the pilot and fly no higher than 400 feet. KXAS Television reports the department is the first located in a densely populated area to receive FAA approval to fly UAVs. The 20-inch long helicopters are capable of carrying high-resolution still and video cameras with night vision capability. The department has answered privacy concerns by noting that UAVs would only be used in situations where a manned helicopter would be flown today. One big difference, of course, is that you could hear a manned helicopter operating over your property at 400 feet AGL. At the recent Rhode Island National Guard Open House and Air Show, one visitor allegedly aimed his camera phone at a subject that was decidedly not aviation-related. The 36-year-old suspect reportedly admits he took pictures underneath women's skirts with the camera built into his cell phone, but the police report he said he had taken them accidentally and planned to delete them. The North Kingstown Patch reports the woman who complained said she had never met the suspect, Jeffrey Porteous. The paper reports that Porteous said the photos, which he said were of his girlfriend and another woman's legs, were not for sexual gratification, and that they had been snapped inadvertently when he was trying to take the phone out of his pocket. Porteous has a history of petty crimes, but nothing of a sexual nature. He was charged with disorderly conduct and is scheduled to appear in court in a few days. And finally today, Alaska is somewhat notorious for being a place where the numbers in pilot operating handbooks are merely suggestions. But the NTSB's final report on two guys who died in a Robinson R-44 helicopter in June of 2010 suggests they may have tried to push the machine way beyond its limits. The board was told by a witness the two employees were counting cattle from the air when they spotted a bull which had become entangled in a plastic wrapping material. He says when they couldn't get the bull to cooperate with attempts to cut the plastic free, they first tried to knock the animal over with the 44, then caught the plastic with a skid and tried to lift the bull. If you know anything about the remaining payload of an R-44 with two adult men already on board, and the likely weight of a bull, it's reasonable to assume they probably blew right by the 115% of max gross weight allowed some commercial operators in Alaska. The R-44 reportedly did get the bull light on his hooves, but then banked to the right and hit the ground. As it sometimes does, the NTSB understated the probable cause as, quote, the pilot's inappropriate low-altitude maneuvering, which resulted in a collision with terrain, unquote. That's the latest from Aero News. If you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts at iPodder, Podcast Alley, or at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Platt. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.